Greetings, dear family. May God bless you and give you his peace. In Matthew 7:9-11, we read, "Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" Jeepers, Lord, we are growing. Don't worry, I will never let you down. I am here to stay. Thank you, spouse of my heart. He pulled me to himself and my head rested on his heart. Oh, Lord, I am so privileged. What a wondrous thing that you come to me each night and give instruction to us. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure, Claire. I wish all my brides were as eager to hear me as you are. My hope and prayer is that they will hear my voice through the messages and say, "Why can't I do the same?" And your messages will convince them that I indeed desire to speak to them. I am doing nothing to discourage that. You see, my beautiful brides, this is what I long to do with all of you. I am no respecter of persons. It is your desire to be close to me that qualifies you for the job of sharing my counsel with the world. So put away that spirit of unbelief and restrict his access to your mind. Begin there. Then follow the instructions Mother Claire has given you. Put away your unbelief and fear of rejection and deception. Speak to me from your heart as you would if you could see me sitting before you. Pour out your fears and anxiety to me. Then be quiet, and the first sentence or word you hear, begin to write without scrutinizing. You can do that later. Just write what you are hearing. You asked for a fish. Would I be cruel and give you a snake instead? If you are thinking that, you are not listening to me, but to the devil. Here are some other lies he will try to stop you with. You are a sinner. God won't speak to you. The truth is that I have spoken to many who were still in sin, and afterward their lives were changed. It won't hurt you to do a short examination of conscience and ask forgiveness. This you can do several times a day. I never tire of the humble soul who confesses. It is my very great joy to forgive you and give mercy. Here are more lies. God only speaks to saints. You're too young. You're too old. You can't hear his voice. Only prophets hear him. All lies. I have hardwired you from conception to hear me clearly. Think about it. The God who created and died to free you from your sins heard your heartfelt words. So now, he is going to deceive you? That is Satan's MO, not mine. Truly, beloved ones, I long to have conversations with you. I long for your trust and the openness of your heart, as well as your faith, that I am really present to you, and I truly care about every struggle you face each day. I celebrate and sing over those who give me the most precious gift a soul can give, their total faith and trust in my goodness and mercy. Renounce all those lies and embrace the gifts I am offering you. Amen.